Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of the nightly routine. This is Ayin Aleph, the 71st chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. The Ketzer does a fantastic thing for us, and that is that he takes all the complex halachas and he puts it into the daily schedule. Today, as we finish Ayin Aleph, we finish the 71st chapter, we're really finishing the regular day-to-day ritual. So from the moment we woke up, which was Sif Aleph, to the moment we go to sleep, which is Ayin Aleph, that's what we do. After this, we're going to move into the timely aspects, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and other aspects of the day, or one's life. But this is really about the day, from the beginning to the end, and everything that happens in between, even eating and business and how we speak, how we walk, all those things we discussed were up till now. Let's jump straight in. We're going to look at five basic concepts, the first of which is learning Torah at night. The Pasuk teaches us in Sefer Yehoshua, V'agisa bo yama v'alala, you will study it, you will contemplate it day and night. And the Reish Lakish tells us that a person who studies Torah at night, there is a chut shel chesed, a strand of kindness which is pulled over him during the day, and which may refer to even in one understanding in the world to come because of the Torah that one learns at night. When should I learn? So the Ketzer points out it's best to learn before one has a heavy meal, because after one has a heavy meal, one feels tired, one feels slovenly, one doesn't not feel like doing anything spiritual or educational. So it's best to do that before one settles in. What if I'll be too hungry to focus? Then one should obviously have a snack, eat a little bit before in order to be able to focus, and take a coffee, and then one can learn, and then have the major meal afterwards. What should I learn? So in this case, halacha does not prescribe a specific thing. There is what is your ability, what is your interest, but obviously if one missed one's day learning, there should be day learning and night learning, one should make up for what one did during the day. One should have a specific thing set aside for the mornings and the evenings for one's learning. How long? So again, this is based on how much a person has the ability to do. Some people work really late shifts. They don't have so much time. It also may depend on the summer and the winter. The summertime, there's longer evenings in the winter. In the summer, there are shorter evenings as well. One should try to incrementally increase the amount of learning done during the winter months. This obviously reflects the reality that that one works daylight hours. Today, in the electricity-filled world, this is not as common because we work the same hours winter and summer based on the fact that we have light to illuminate and electricity to heat, gas to heat our houses, so it makes it easier. Therefore, the outside effects of the day and night hours make less of a difference. Now, let's move to the second concept, the night meal. What should one eat for one's night meal? So one should eat a lighter meal than the day meal. This is actually how the Middle Eastern Mediterranean diet works. The big meal of the day is lunch. The lighter meal is supper. However, the Western diet is the opposite. The Western diet is basically eating all the time. But in terms of the meals, the bigger meal seems to be the night meal. Dinner is a bigger meal. That's seen as less healthy. Why is it important to have a lighter meal in the evenings? So he gives four reasons. Number one is it's better for health. One has better dreams, which are physiological often. Also, one is not entering into such a deep sleep, so it's easier to wake up in the morning. And for men, it prevents wet dreams throughout the night if one has a lighter meal. How should one sleep? So how long should one sleep? The Ketzer suggests 6 hours minimally. The Mishnah Berurah says it depends on the person. Obviously, a person should not be oversleeping. Today, generally speaking, that's not the general concern. The general concern is that people are undersleeping. Medical advice is that for a person who's an average adult, it's 7+ hours, but it does depend person to person. Everybody should assess and understand their specific needs and give themselves the necessary wherewithal. This actually does is one of the indicators for longevity. If one does not sleep enough, this does impact one's longevity. Any other point is about going to sleep. So the Ketzer does say a person should not sleep alone. One should try to sleep in the room with somebody else. If one's in a house with other people, one should make sure the door is unlocked. One's access to other people, if God forbid there is some sort of event or trauma that happens during the course of the night and one is in need of help. Concept number three, reflecting on the day. This is very important. The day the day doesn't just end where I fall asleep. We use the idea of fall asleep. I just, like an animal, you know, I get into my bed and I fall asleep. That's not how it works. What else should I doing? So the Ketzer points out that a person should do a cheshbon hanefesh, which is introspection. Should be done every night about one's actions during the day. So what does one do? So one needs to identify things that one didn't do just so correctly. and be able to do vidui, to actually confess to the things one didn't do correctly and should have done better as well. This is also an opportunity to put a plug in for a gratitude diary. We tell ourselves a story of how we live our lives, and we fit the rest of what happens to us into that story. If we tell ourselves a story that what one did today was meaningful, that what one is contributing to the world is meaningful, that helps one understand one's perspective. So it's both for positive and for negative. The Aseh Tov and the Sur Merah, what one needs to fix and what one needs to celebrate. It needs to be done at night as well. Where does one start? So the Kesar says for the negative things, it's very easy. Just choose the most common ones like gossip, flattery, lying, cynicism, all the things that are very common and prevalent in society. Person has ample opportunity to find things to choose. But I'm not always the aggressor, right? I'm not always the one who's, I'm sometimes the victim. So says the Kitzur, absolutely. The Gemara says that you should release other people from the aggressions they did to you as well at the end of every day. It's not good, it's not healthy to live with negativity, not healthy to and spiritually to leave a person who's going to get punished because of what they did to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to be close to such a person, the Gemara tells us. So therefore there's a special Ribono Shel Olam, which is said before a person goes to sleep, where a person releases others from anything they may have done for them against you, and then also a person will also ask Hashem release them oneself from the things that one did to others as well. It's a way of sort of completing the day, of finishing off the experience of what the day is supposed to be. Kriya Shema LaMitzvah is our fourth concept. A few basic questions on the Kriya Shema LaMitzvah. What should one do before getting into bed? So one, the Kitzur notes a practice where one should go to the mezuzah and touch it and say, Hashem Shomri, Hashem Tzili Al Yad Yemini. God is my protector, God is my shadow on my right hand. And then repeat the pasuk in Mishlei Gimel Vav seven times, B'chol drachecho da'eu v'hu yi'asher orchosecho. In all your ways know him, and he will straighten out your pathways. How many paragraphs of the Kriyas Shema need to be said when I'm doing it on the bed? So one should really say, one only needs to really say the first paragraph of the Kriya Shema, but if one did not say Kriya Shema before and at the appropriate time, so one daven Mariv in shul at the Zman, that's too early to daven Kriya Shema, one needs to say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema, which is why you'll see in the average bencher that all three are put there because of that as well. What else needs to be said? So there's another other of tefillos, of prayers, and mizmorim, which are interdispersed. There is Hinoam Asher Nakenu Aleinu. We ask God that Hashem bless the acts of our hands. We talk about Yoshev Eses Rayon, Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, where Hashem accompanies us in all of our paths. We talk about how we're surrounded by our enemies in the beginning of Tehillim Mizmor Gimel. We talk about how Hashem should put us to sleep Hashkiveinu without the end of the bracha, Yiro Enenu, HaMalach HaGoel. There's a lot of things, a lot of psukim which are put into the Kriya Shema Alamita. A person should say all of them. Is there a bracha? The answer is yes. There's a bracha, a very beautiful bracha, which is called Birkas HaMapil, where we acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who puts slumber upon our eyes and allows us to go to sleep. And we pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should allow us to have a peaceful sleep, arise and awake in the morning, renewed and refreshed, and be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very beautiful prayer, which is the bracha. When does it go? So you'll see some sidurim at the beginning, some sidurim at the end of the Birkas Kriya Shema LaMitzvah. The Kitzur says it is appropriate to do at the end, so that it's the last thing one says before one goes to sleep. One should not be eating, drinking, conversing after saying the Kriya Shema LaMitzvah. What happens if I just cannot fall asleep? So there's three options. He says that he suggests thinking Torah thoughts until one falls asleep. For some people that might be distracting. But another option is to repeat Kriya Shema and the Mizmorim once again. So say Kriya Shema LaMitzvah once again until one falls asleep. And the third option is he presents four psukim that a person may say and keep repeating until one falls asleep. And they are Devarim Chav Lamegimel Dalad, which is Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morashah Kilas Yaakov. Then there's another one, is Vayikra Vav Vav, which is Ish Tamid Tokad Al Yizbeach Loisich Be. Then there's Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel, which is say a famous Sonesi of Torah Scho Ahabti. I hate men of divided heart, but I love your Torah, your teachings. And then finally, Tehillim Tzadi Zayin Yud Aleph, which is Or Zorul HaTzadik Ol Yishrei Lev Simcha. What should my intention be in going to sleep? It's a funny question, because you say, well, I just fall asleep. No, don't fall asleep. Go to sleep. How do you go to sleep? Everything in life should be intentional. Says the Kitzur, a person should say, I'm going to sleep. One should think in one's head, I'm resting my body because I need to have the strength to be able to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, the Master of the Universe, tomorrow. I'm allowing myself to go to sleep with the intention that I should be the vehicle of his Kiddush Hashem in the world tomorrow because of my sleep now. That makes the entire process, that third of one's day, into a meaningful process, not just falling into sleep like an animal. What if one is engaged in marital relations? When is Kriyas Shema Lamita said? So if one is engaged in marital relations, one does Netilas Sadaim, one washes one's hands, and then says Hamapil and Kriyas Shema afterwards, as well. We'll discuss it later on when we get to halachas of marital relations. And finally, last concept is getting ready for bed. Can one sleep in one's clothes? The answer is no. One should get out of clothes into pajamas. I mean, how does one get into one's clothes off? So one remembers, at the beginning of the day, we put everything on the right side first, except for straps. So when one takes it off, it's left sleeve, left pants first. Where does one's clothes go? The clothes should not be put under the pillow when one's sleeping. They should go elsewhere. How should one lie? How should one lie when they're sleeping? So one should not sleep on one's stomach or one's back. It's more specifically actually more important for men. It is therefore best to lie on one's side. Which side? So the Kitzur suggests starting on the left side and then at some point shifting over to the right side. Why is this? So the Kitzur points out that the liver is on the right side, and so when one starts on the left, the liver then pressurizes the stomach, forcing the digestion to complete, and then afterwards giving the release by moving over to the other side as well. So lots of what we'll call some health-related, some emotional-related, and some spiritual-related halachas that relate to the nightly ritual. This closes the ritual of the day. From Sif Aleph to Sif Ayin Aleph, 1 to 71 chapters, we discuss the regular day. Now we're going to talk about some of the more irregular activity. We're going to move straight into the halachas of Shabbos, which happens once every 7 days. Look forward to continuing learning. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.